Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, In the House with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hello, good morning, welcome. That's right, In the House, your home improvement questions are answered right here, right now. Hi, my name is Jared Malik. I own Universal Roof and Contracting. Throughout the week, we primarily help people with their roofing and siding needs. And then every weekend, come in and answer your home improvement questions. You can give us a call today, 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. I'm also joined today by Mike Rakuzek. Mike is the sales manager for Renewal by Anderson. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, Jared.
Glad that you are spending your Saturday morning with us. Mike is here to answer all questions having to do with windows and doors. So if you have some wood rot and you want to know whether or not you can just repair that window or whether it needs to be replaced, maybe you've noticed that there's some discoloration between the panes of glass and you want to know what that is, perhaps you know that your windows are getting old and you just have a question about the difference between vinyl and aluminum and composite materials. For window and door questions, Mike is here to answer all of those, 340-1045. And then I will answer most of the other questions that you guys have, really anything having to do with home improvement. I'm a roofing contractor, but I'm also a general contractor. I've been doing a home improvement radio show for about 18 or 19 years now and have done all types of construction. So if you have a flooring question, a drywall question, an electrical plumbing, really anything having to do with home improvement, we'll try our best to answer those this morning. Do have some stuff on our talk agenda to get to. We're going to talk a lot about window and door replacement because Mike is joining us. But the best part of this show is you, our great listener. Would love for you to be a part of it. 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. All right. So Renewal by Anderson. That's a pretty long name. Tell us the history and what the deal is with Renewal by Anderson.
So Anderson is the replacement, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. Anderson has a long history of quality window and door products. Over the years, it just was proven that they need to have a replacement division to go along with new build construction. So we actually have windows made out of our composite material called Fibrex. It's a really exciting material. It's nice to be able to offer it in this Florida area due to the high heat and some of these cold snaps we've had recently. So the high heat and humidity is definitely taking a toll on a lot of people's windows.
Yeah, you know, the thing about you know, you guys, specifically Renewal by Anderson, is the Fibrex material is so much different than what anybody else has on the market. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the Fibrex material is made up of reclaimed wood fibers and polymer base. It's a true composite material. We take the best of both worlds. So the vinyl has known for the low maintenance. Wood is known for the strength, rigidity, and the beauty. If you can combine those two materials like we did and make a composite material, now you have the strength and rigidity of wood, the look of wood, with no maintenance, no rotting, no decaying. And then it's going to be twice as strong as the vinyl products that are on the market. Now you don't have to worry about bending, twisting, warping, fading, discoloring of components against the vinyl product. So it's just a great replacement product. You really can't go wrong. And then it's tied in with a company that is going to be there for the full service. So not only are we going to do the R&D and the manufacturing, we're going to come out there, we're going to do the installation and give everybody the Anderson quality service and warranty that go with it.
Now, you just packed a bunch of stuff in there that I'm gonna try to unpack for people. Most people, when they think about windows and they think about doors, they think either wood or vinyl or aluminum, mm-hmm. but you're not talking about any of those things, right?
No, actually, no. No, so, yeah, I apologize if this is the first time you're hearing about our composite material. There's a lot of different options out there, and sometimes it can be very confusing. So what we like to do is break it down and make it very easy for everybody and give them the best option.
So with wood, wood obviously is a great material, very rigid, very sturdy, but the problem with wood is that it rots.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can spend a lot of money on wood replacement windows or just new build wood windows. The problem is the climate that it's in and the toll that it's taken on by the weather and the areas.
And then with vinyl, what are some of the advantages and disadvantages to vinyl?
Vinyl is a great product when it comes to, you know, low maintenance. So it's easy to obtain. It's a low maintenance application. Those are going to be some of the benefits. Now, if I was going to talk about maybe some of the disadvantages, it's just there's not a whole lot of structural rigidity. There's a lot of fading. There's a lot of bending, twisting, warping. The heat swings and the cold snaps. There's just a lot going on there to try to keep that vinyl material in one place.
And you know, it's basically plastic, right?
Yeah. I hate to use it the word as much as I do, but vinyl is a fancy word for plastic.
And then what about aluminum? What are some of the advantages and disadvantages to aluminum?
Well, aluminum, I mean, it's going to be strong. You know, structurally, they're going to be strong. It's really not going anywhere. It's not going to really rot or decay for the most part. So you do got a nice rigid framing material. The unfortunate side with that, now you're introducing a lot of heat. So when it was kind of back in the day of the single pane glass and getting into the dual pane insulated units, aluminum was a pretty solid contender. But once you introduce dual pane glass and argon gas and seals and the aluminum absorbs too much heat. So unfortunately, you take a frame, put dual pane glass in there, it's going to really melt down the butyl, which is what seals around the window. The butyl is going to hold in your gases, but it can't absorb that kind of heat that the aluminum will throw at it.
Yeah, it's actually, metal is a phenomenal conductor of
heat.
Exactly,
yeah.
And so that's one of the problems with that. So at Renewal by Anderson, you do not make windows that are made of those three things, wood, vinyl, or aluminum.
Absolutely not. You know, each of them has their benefits and their disadvantages, but we wanted to really pick out the benefits of each one and put it together. So now with the Fibrex material, like I said, it's one true composite material on the market. It's actually manufactured and meant for a replacement window, one of the only true replacement windows out on the market that we can adapt to any home, any structure that we need to.
So the advantage is it looks like a painted wood window, except it's made of a composite instead of wood, and so basically it's like a wood painted wood window that doesn't rot.
Yep, and what's nice about it is you got the exact look of a wood window, an old Anderson wood window. So if you have, you know, older wood windows in your home and you wanted to replace some or certain areas, you'd be surprised at the likeliness that you would get a somewhat of a matching look to the other old windows.
And then you have a contemporary style for maybe somebody that doesn't like the old wood look. They want something more contemporary. You have a style that works for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, the check rail on that is just a little more rounded, and it gives you a little more up-to-date look. It goes both ways. Everything's going to depend on the customer. But, yep, we have a lot of nice options when it comes to the windows itself, color options, exterior versus interior. Since everything's built per house, per opening, we want to make sure with settling the homes and everything that's going on when you go into a replacement application, you know, we can manufacture that window and get a good installation, and we can bring a lot of colors and options to the homeowner, especially with hardware and a lot of little things that people don't think about.
Now, Renewal by Anderson, you guys are having a special, an incentive for our In the House show listeners. You're doing 20% off the entire order, and that's not just 20% off the window. That's not just 20% off the labor. It's 20% off of everything, right?
That is correct. That is going to be 20% off the complete project.
And it's if you want to take advantage of it, it's only for the first 7 callers. So it's a limited offer. The phone number for Renewal by Anderson is 222-8064. Again, that's 222-8064. Of course, area code 904. But if you want to take advantage of the 20% offer, it's 222-8064. Also, if you want to look at Renewal by Anderson, kind of see the different products that they have, kind of visualize some of them, you can go to the website, which is RBA, which stands for Renewal by Anderson, FLA.com. So RBAFLA.com, and you can take a look at some of the products that Renewal by Anderson has. And if you want to call now with home improvement questions, including window and door replacement, you can give us a call at 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. And we appreciate you offering that 20% off for our In the House show listeners. That's a phenomenal deal. I know that, you know, as the weather cools off and if it's cool outside and people are noticing, you know, drafty windows and they're noticing their energy bills are really high, Renewal by Anderson has great products to be able to fix and solve that issue with their window and door replacement. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's a line open for you, 340-1045. You can call us with any home improvement question. You're listening to In the House on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, hey, welcome back. In the House, your home improvement questions are answered. Number here, 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. I'm Jared Mellick. I own Universal Roof and Contracting, so I can answer all your roofing and siding needs as well as any other home improvement. And then Mike Rakusik is here. He's the sales manager with Renewal by Anderson. He's going to answer your window and door questions. All right, let's go right back to the phones. Let's talk to Bruce in Arlington. Bruce, you're in the house. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have an older home built probably 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there seem to be like single pane windows, like double sets. Mm-hmm. I got 3 of them on the back of the house, and I wanted to see, you know, what kind of cost is it typically to replace those windows with something definitely more energy efficient.
So cost is going to be kind of associated with what options that you'd like to go with. It's hard to tell, obviously, on the radio, you know, what we'd be looking at with the inside-outside wall conditions and some of the different key factors that it would take to install the windows. But one thing that's really nice is you said you had a couple double units in one opening?
Yes, there's 3 windows, and each of them are double. They're like 4 foot tall, maybe 5 foot tall, and 2.5 foot, 3 foot wide. So they're, you know, and there's 2 of them side by side.
Sure, so... Sure. So what's really nice about having those big openings is you can do a lot of different things with them. So maybe you're looking at one big triple unit versus separate single units mold together in that opening. You know, there's a lot of different design features that you could have for that opening.
Right. Well, each opening is independent. There's a fireplace that sits between 2 of them, and then the 3rd one's in a bedroom.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, so... Still,
it's a brick exterior.
Okay, so brick exterior. Yeah, looking at different costs, I mean, it would be one thing that we'd have to take a look at the home. Like I said, the inside outside wall conditions are going to really fluctuate on what it's going to be pricing-wise.
And then the way that it works with Renewal by Anderson is that basically you would call them, they would come out to your home, set a set appointment time, and then they would give you a price that day that is good for a year. And so there's really no way to price it over the phone or over the radio,
right.
but there is in person. And you know, the thing is there's so many different options that end up affecting the price. There's different styles of window, different interior trim options, different exterior trim option, so it makes it kind of impossible to do it over the radio. But there's no doubt that the composite material, especially with brick, there's some brick molds that they have for the exterior, which just make the aesthetics so nice. And is it currently wood windows now?
No, they're aluminum frames with like a single pane, so it's like worst condition.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing is when you go from a inefficient aluminum single pane window to an efficient double pane Fibrex material where it doesn't transfer heat, the amount of energy savings that people are seeing with replacing those is extremely significant. So
absolutely.
And so how can I get on the schedule for an estimate?
Sure. If you hold on and give our producer your name and phone number, we can have Renewal by Anderson give you a call. And then also let me give you their phone number as well. It's 222-8064. Again, 222-8064. And they are having a special for our In the House show listeners, which is 20% off the entire order. So that specific phone number is the one that you would have to call, or if you just we'll put you on hold and our producer will grab your contact information. We'll have somebody give you a call today.
Great, because I'm driving.
yeah, okay, good. Yeah, hold on. we'll grab your phone number and I'll have Mike or one of his people give you a call today. So thanks.
Great.
Bruce,
thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you calling In the House with your questions. If you want to take his line, 340-1045, again, 340-1045. You know, energy efficiency is a big reason why people end up replacing their windows and doors, right?
Absolutely. It even amounts to the amount of comfort inside the home as well. So, I mean, along with energy efficiency and saving on some electric bills, I really think it has to do with comfort, because at the end of the day, if you don't want to sit in a room because you're getting too much heat in there, or if you don't feel comfortable because it's the hot versus the cold, it's just a big savings.
Yeah, so much of the energy that is consumed at the home escapes at the window and door openings. I mean, it's literally a hole in the side of the house. And so if it's inefficient, if it's single pane, if there's cracks between where the frame and the opening comes together, you're literally air conditioning the outside or heating the outside. And so replacing that with an energy efficient one is definitely a great idea. All right, that music means we need to take a quick break. When we come back, more home improvement talk, number 340-1045. You're listening to In the House on News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back. In the House, your home improvement questions are answered. 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. I'm Jared Malik. I own Universal Roof and Contracting. We help you with your roofing and siding needs. And we're joined today by Mike Rakusik. He is the sales manager for Renewal by Anderson with all thing windows and doors. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Becky in Middleburg. Becky, how are you this morning? Becky, you there? All right, let's
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you. Sorry about that.
Yay. Hi. I have a 2010 model mobile home, but it has a standard size front door, mm-hmm. and we are debating whether to change the front door to a – we currently have a steel door mm-hmm. versus a fiberglass door, and due to the storms we just had, we're having to replace the glass door on the front mm-hmm. and wood getting, going back to a steel door, which on very cold days feels cold, very hot days feels warm, versus going to a fiberglass door, which is more energy efficient? Does it matter if we're going to put a new glass door on the front, if it, you know, one way or the other? How does that work?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, in general, if we look at those two materials, if we look at fiberglass versus steel, there is no doubt that fiberglass is going to resist heat transfer and will not be as conductive as what steel would be. Steel, though, is also a more rigid material for a front door. I'm fine either way. I'm not anti-fiberglass when it comes to front door installation. There are a number of different options. The thing that you have to be concerned about specifically with a mobile home is how it actually attaches and how it applies. Mobile home construction is different than site-built construction. Just the way that the components are put together, the strength and the size of the actual supports many times are different. In fact, Renewal by Anderson, which is our guest today, there's a bunch of mobile homes that their products won't work for because of the size of the structure of the wall. Many times, instead of using, you know, full 2x4 construction, many mobile homes, you know, do not. It's a smaller actual wood frame installation.
This particular home was built with a 2x4 framing, and it has the standard. The options were to go with, like, the standard size versus the mobile home size, and it's done on 2x4s, and it's done with the, like, actual home size windows and doors on the front side of the house.
Right.
But we just were concerned where if we got another steel door with the glass door, like the, I guess, storm door.
Yeah, storm
style,
door.
Would that
yeah.
make a difference in the strength or the energy efficient of a steel door versus a fiberglass door?
Well, anytime you have more layers, you know, so for example, the storm door, it's not going to stop all the heat transfer from getting to the main door, but it will restrict some, right? The more layers you have,
right.
Especially with airspace between them, the less heat will actually get to that other area. So yes, I would say that it would be, you know, that it would be slightly more efficient with a storm door as opposed to without. And so a lot of it is the aesthetics that you want as well. Now, why is it that, just curiously, why is it that you're replacing the door?
We have tried to, the facing of the door is damaged.
Oh, okay.
And it's a steel door, and we've tried to make it look pretty, and there's just no making it look pretty again.
Yeah.
And we're having to replace some of the side facings, because when we brought some of our appliances in, it damaged the edging. So now there's like gaps where, you know, sunlight comes through, which means cold air, hot air comes through.
Right.
So instead of repairing all the little things, we're just going to replace.
Yep. Makes sense. So, yes. Yes, I can make an advantage specifically with front doors. On mobile homes, I would probably personally go with a fiberglass over the steel, personally.
Okay. All right, and well, is good. That something they do, or?
So Renewal by Anderson being the replacement window and door, we're typically focusing more on the replacement of the windows and patio doors.
Yeah, it's more patio doors for Renewal by Anderson.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Becky. We appreciate your call. If you want to take her line, it's 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. Let's go to Jim in Arlington. Jim, you're in the house. How can we help you?
Got a question for you about windows.
All right, let's do it.
Certain type.
Okay.
Okay, I'm over here in Arlington, and the old house is that accessory built.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, it's kind of like jalousie windows, only they're only three panes. They're like, each pane of glass is like 14 inches tall by 34 inches across.
Right.
And when I replaced the windows in the main part of the house, I went through another company and got the windows that only open, you know, you open them up and it, you only open halfway. And through the years, I've realized that I lost a lot of airflow that way. And I've still got a back room where I've got about 10 of these windows in the house. And I was told a long time ago you could still get these kind of windows. They were made by a company in Miami, and they are double paned and all this other good stuff. And but I'd have to go through another company in Orlando to get them. And I never did find out anything, and I was wondering, is there any place I can get these kind of windows? Because when you open them up, you get so much more airflow into the house.
So now are you talking about a single-hung window that the only the bottom sash moves up and down?
Yeah, the ones that you replaced. Yeah.
Well, that's what I have now on the main part of the house. But the original windows to the house were three separate panes, and they were rollout windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe that they manufacture those anymore.
Yeah, I don't know of a manufacturer that currently makes jalousie windows. There are, so with Renewal by Anderson, though, they don't make jalousies, but they do make other styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have awning windows and double hung windows. Even if you were looking to match the look of the other windows you replaced, you know, the double hung style window, the actual top and bottom are both operational, so you can get a little more airflow out of that option. Awning windows are going to be more of your casement style windows that crank out from the bottom.
Yeah, that's how these are. And it was just like you could open them, even on a rainy day, you could open them up and the rain wouldn't blow in, and you'd have, you know, a 4-foot opening for fresh air coming in.
Sure.
Yeah, with the awning windows, I think that's going to be the closest to what it is that you're actually going to want is the awning style window. Now, the awning also, it can open from the bottom up, and then you can open it from the bottom up, but you can place it where there's two separate ones in the opening, correct?
Yeah, so what you really can do is, now we're not going to make a unit that's going to have like three windows that open out like you're used to or what you're looking at. You can mull window to window to window, and you know you would technically put two or three different awning windows to have that same operation, but at least each window is going to have its own frame and seals, and it's going to be self-contained to where you're going to get, you know, a good operating window. So we can combine multiple windows in one opening to make a similar option for you.
Okay. Well, I liked them enough that when we built on the additional room, I collected my old windows and the windows from three other houses as they changed theirs out, went through, picked out the best ones, and that's the one I've got in my back room now.
Nice.
But
yeah, those are definitely
the hand
crank nice looking windows.
To get fine parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. Whenever you need parts and you run out, that's always a hard thing to deal with.
Okay. So you don't know of anybody that makes this exact kind anymore?
No, I do not.
No,
and part of the problem was is the wind load requirements, and so everything used in Florida now has to meet certain wind load requirements, and then some of the the jalousie windows from a wind resistance perspective were not necessarily the best. So I don't know of anybody in the state of Florida that makes a jalousie window.
All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate your call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Number to dial, 340-1045. Again, 340-1045. So go over the different styles of window for people that are listening to us.
Okay. So a lot of times the basic windows that most people have in their homes when they're built or manufactured is going to be your double-hung, or I should say single-hung window where two sashes, one on top of the other, where the bottom lifts up and down. That's going to be your single-hung style window. Now, with what we manufacture is going to be a double, so we can open the top and the bottom. They can both fold in for easy cleaning. So if you're on a second-story home, no more ladders, no concerns about going outside to clean your windows. You can actually fold them in, clean them nice and safely. So those are going to be your pretty common window. We have a gliding style window where they have active sashes that go right to left. Now, most people are used to one window moving, just like the single hung style windows. Our sashes will actually both operate. So you have an active passive or a passive active unit. And then you are looking at casement style windows. So we were just talking about awning windows. Casements are going to be your crank out windows that can open to the right, open to the left. And then the awning window is a very similar option, but it opens from the bottom up, up and out. So you have those. And then, like I said, we can combine windows in each opening. So if you have larger openings, we can do, you know, picture windows, casement windows, whatever it is to fill that opening and to give you good, nice aesthetics, keep the lines to the house. We can do a lot of options.
So with the crank out windows, it's very similar to the jalousie that he was talking about, except instead of being multiple crankouts, it's one per actual window.
Yep.
But in his scenario, theoretically, if the opening is large enough and he wanted two, mm-hmm. you could stack two on top of each other. So in general, you could actually get what it is that he wanted to do, but just by mulling two different windows together.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could go three, four, five, six. I mean, really.
But then they would each have separate cranks on them,
yep.
correct?
Yep. And I've had the question asked me before if there's a way to connect them all and
yeah,
make one
not.
Turn. Yeah, it's all going to be separate. But we can usually match a lot of looks that people are asking for.
Got it. Awesome. Okay. 340-1045 is the number to dial. Let's see. Do I have time to take one more caller before I take a break, or do I need to take a break first? That music means I need to take a break first. So Dawn in Fernandina Beach, Sandra in Jax, hold on one second. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, more home improvement talk. You're listening to In the House. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. Last segment of today's show, just a few minutes left before we end. Let's go straight to the phones. Let's talk to Dawn in Fernandina Beach. Dawn, you're in the house. How can we help you? Dawn, you there?
I'm here.
Yep, there we go. Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. A real quick question. I have a patio door. Sliding glass door. It's the entire glass area is 12 feet, so it's 3 4-foot sections, and the middle section is a sliding glass door. It's an Anderson, mm-hmm. and it is quite difficult to open. It's extremely heavy, of course, 4 feet, but you know, by 7 feet. But anyhow, I'm wondering, what do I do to loosen it up? I mean, what are the moving parts there that I might be able to replace that would free it up?
So on a sliding patio door, you're saying you have two active panels on that door?
No, there's three panels and only one active,
okay.
The middle one.
Yeah. So if you only have one panel, I mean, it really doesn't matter whether it's one or two.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few adjustments that can be made. What's really nice about Anderson patio doors is that they are adjustable at the bottoms.
Okay.
So maybe there is settling or something that happened throughout the time. You can adjust those rollers up and down. Now, I would suggest maybe a service call from one of your local dealers in the area. Maybe come out and take a look at it. Otherwise, I think it's easy enough to try to look and see if there's anything obstructing the rolling parts.
I've kind of done that, and what I'm thinking is that, these are like 30 years old.
Sure.
Right? And I'm thinking maybe the rollers have just worn out.
Yeah, very likely. I mean, you know, 30 years is a long time. I know that I'm over 30 and my stuff doesn't work as well as it did.
I don't fly nearly as well as I used to.
Yep. So you can replace. I mean, you can replace the individual components of the rollers. So you can,
right.
you know, Anderson dealers, for example, could replace the individual rollers. And chances are that is what needs to be done after 30 years.
Yeah.
So.
And so who would I call for? You said an Anderson dealer or something.
Yeah. If you what we'll do is if you hold on, give your contact information to our producer, then mm-hmm. we can call you with a number that is for the Anderson dealer. What's it, the difference between the two? For example, renewal by Anderson is specifically the replacement division, and so it's a different division, which is Anderson, where those came from. So we can get you the contact information to replace those individual parts. Now, if you wanted, you know, if the rest of the door is fine, you know, let's say you're happy with the look, you're happy with the you know, just the center panel rolling, and you just want to replace those individual parts, then direct to Anderson would be the best way to do it.
Okay, I'll hold on then. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you for that. Yeah, just hold on 1 second. And then Sandra, sorry, we're not going to be able to get to you, but I'll also have the producer grab your contact information, and we can call you off air to answer those questions. We've just we've only got about another minute left on the show, so I don't want to cut you short. We won't be able to answer your question today, but hold on 1 second. We'll take it off air. So I want to thank everybody for listening today, and thank you, Mike Rakusik of Renewal by Anderson, for coming in. And again, if you want to call Renewal by Anderson, they are the replacement division of Anderson Corporation. So if you're thinking about replacing your windows or thinking about replacing your doors, there's one company to call. It's Renewal by Anderson. And they are having a 20% off savings for all of our In the House Show listeners. You can dial 222-8064. Again, 222-8064 for Renewal by Anderson. And it's 20% off the entire order, but you have to be one of the first seven callers.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.